Love it madly. It's Triple M Southwest and social media, for better or worse, we have it. And let's highlight the good in a new game with Pablo. We're bringing back everybody's favourite game show with a twist. We've brought it into 2020. Pablo and I have devised If the Price is Right Marketplace Edition. Pablo, come on down.
Good morning, Angie. I'm ready to play. And our listeners can play along at home as well. All they have to do is open Facebook, go to Marketplace, and these items that we're talking about could be theirs as well.
Does this music bring you back? Larry Emder on the telly every day.
Reminiscing the good times of picking those prices in the late afternoon after school.
How about I go first this week, Pablo?
Sure.
All right.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
And today we have got an old railway nail set. Pablo, could be all yours in their rusted naily glory if the price is right.
An old nail set. Someone is flogging this on Facebook Marketplace right now.
So a 10 times old railway nails, like big, massive nails that go into a railway.
Now, what would you be using that for? Is there any description on what they're doing it for, or is it simply decorative?
It says, in stock, home improvement supplies, hand tools. It's from the Bunbury area, so I assume maybe it's from an upgrade from the Australind. I don't know, but maybe there's a heritage value in them, perhaps. Maybe a bit of a collector's item. I know there's a lot of railway aficionados in the region.
Does it say how big they are?
Oh, yeah, it does. 5 inches long.
5 inches. That never satisfies anyone. But when it comes to nails, maybe it does.
So Joe's having a crack to send his 5-inch railway nails. And they could be yours, Pablo, if the price is right. What do you think is a reasonable amount to purchase 10 old railway nails?
I wouldn't pay over $10 for the lot, but I know that someone wouldn't be selling them for $10. I think they're going hard. I think they're going high. I would say $75.
You were a bit closer with the $10 benchmark. Old Joe, he's selling them for a bargain, according to you, for $25.
Snap them up. Send me the link.
Pablo wants them.
Now, Angie, it's my turn to try to sell you something. So on today's Facebook Marketplace, it's a Christmas photo close. Now, these Christmas clothes are for a photo shoot. All items have only been worn for 15 minutes. They are still in perfect condition. There's a men's suit, there's a dress, and a baby onesie.
Okay, is it a Father Christmas suit? Or,
no.
You know, what are the items?
It's just festive. So it's kind of got like a Christmas tree theme to it. You've got candy canes hanging off it, lights and everything. But the family's all together. So you're all in the same outfit, style, print, all together. Would make a lovely, lovely Christmas card for the front cover.
Does the cringe factor come for free?
Fringe, yes. Happiness, I will say though, Ashley has said, happy to negotiate on price, pick up only though, no delivery.
Okay, well, I feel like somebody has seen it on the internet, they've thought this is a great idea, they are cheap, the hemlines are falling down. You couldn't rock out to your Christmas work party in these outfits, I don't think, because I don't think they would last the test of time. I reckon that old mate is trying to sell them for $50.
You are so far off. $200, this set of three can be yours.
But jousting sticks, tell him he's dreaming.
Nah, get stuffed. Keep your Christmas outfits.
I tell you what, the little onesie for the baby, incredibly cute. But the parental outfits, I would not pay $200 for them. So sorry, Ashley, you'll have to keep them up. Maybe someone will take them closer to Chrissy.
I think Marketplace has actually got to be my favourite thing about social media. So I can't wait to play.